I was so reluctant in the very beginning to invest into things that would simplify or systemize. And now looking back, I see how these things would have saved time and money and frustration and energy and a lot of work. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. You know that hypothetical question of if you were to wake up tomorrow and all of this were gone, what would you do? Well, I personally hate thinking about a decade's worth of work disappearing into thin air, but I love thinking about what I'd prioritize, how I'd rebuild, and where it is that I'd invest. I want to preface this conversation with the fact that when I started my business, we were strapped for cash. I was fresh out of college. I had student loans to pay off, a wedding to fund, and rent to pay. I did not have a savings account that I could dip into or a husband that could bankroll my dreams. So I had to get really scrappy. And while I was absolutely lacking in resources, I was able to get resourceful. And that's my hope for you with this episode. Now, talking about money is sometimes weird, right? Like there's this stigma around money and especially women talking about money, but we're going to do that today. Now, in my last semester of college, I had a personal budgeting class. And frankly, I think every single human should have to take a class like that because I learned to account for and stretch every single penny and dollar and really know and honor what exactly my budget was. In fact, it was hilarious. A year ago, my mom was cleaning off her work computer before she retired, and she found that initial budget and sent it to me. And I was so proud of my 2010 self and the way that I managed the money I was making, which, by the way, wasn't very much. My Excel spreadsheet was organized. I had my new corporate salary mapped out, my 401k noted, my loans accounted for. I even had categories for things like date night, clothes, movies. Like I was a budgeting and saving queen. And while looking at that past budget reminded me that it truly was a work of art, I hadn't accounted for the fact that 1 year later, I would decide to launch and start my business. The pennies were all accounted for, but this newfound dream would require me to figure out how I was going to fund it. Every investment, it felt like a massive risk, and every expense kind of felt like a sucker punch. But little by little, I self-funded my dream and turned it into a business, one that allowed me to step away from the corporate office and launch into my journey as a full-time entrepreneur. And I'm really proud of the fact that I never went into debt for it. There is this line in my book, How Are You Really? And it says, every dream will cost you. But remember, you aren't the risk, you are the investment. So let's talk about what to do or what I do if I were just getting started. Maybe you have an awesome idea or a passion you want to pursue, and maybe that's all it is at this point in time. But you know it's going to take some capital to turn that idea into a legitimate business reality. Now, according to the U.S. Small Business Administration, most small businesses cost around $3,000 to start, while most home-based franchises cost between $2,000 and $5,000. If the thought of dropping thousands of dollars just to start gives you hives, I honestly don't blame you. Sure, you could get a small business loan, but then you'd end up paying interest at the same time as trying to profit from your new endeavor. I mean, that sounds really stressful to me, but for some people, that's the best option. I pulled together 8 resources that will cover your marketing, your invoicing, your branding, graphics, systems, and legalities in order to get your business off the ground this month for less than $1,500. Actually, the total cost comes in under $1,100, but I wanted to give you some wiggle room because as you'll see, some things might cost more depending on your location or the service that you choose to go with. Now, I just want to note, I know that $1,100 is not a small chunk of money by any means, but it's definitely more palatable than coughing over $5,000 before even knowing if you could be profitable. So I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer. Let's get on into what I'd spend my first $1,069.19 on to start a business today. I mean, not to be exact or anything. All right, are you ready? Let's dive on in. It's so cool to be podcasting alongside my business BFF and the woman who inspired me to start my own show. Amy Porterfield is the host of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. With a focus on online business, including digital courses, email list building, social media, webinars, and content, Online Marketing Made Easy breaks down big ideas and strategies into actionable step-by-step processes and is designed to get you more results with a whole lot less stress. If you love listening to the Gold Digger podcast, then you'll love these episodes from Amy. Normalizing mental health for entrepreneurs, thriving as an introvert in an extrovert career, and what happens when a launch doesn't go as planned. Listen to Online Marketing Made Easy wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, real quick note, the tools that I mentioned in today's episode are not sponsored. They are actual tools that I use and love and rely on inside of my business. And the links that I'm sharing today are the old school refer a friend affiliate links that get you a discount. They don't cost you a penny more. In fact, they are going to save you lots of pennies. So I just wanted to note that before we dive on in. All right, number one, where to begin? Email marketing, and specifically Flowdesk. Now, maybe you're thinking, wait, I'm going to start with an email list. I don't even know what my logo is. It is super important for you to start and grow your email list, even if you don't have anything to launch or sell yet. Now, if you use Flowdesk, what it's going to allow you to do is that you can send beautiful emails. You can use their amazing, easy, gorgeous templates. Seriously, they are some of the best I've seen in the game. And plus, they make it super easy to house things like freebies or value that you can offer your audience in exchange for their email address, and they can receive them automatically once they sign up. Now, what I love about Flowdesk is chances are you might not have a website yet. Flowdesk can serve as your website for those early days, and you can basically use one of their beautiful and simple landing pages and send people to it. It can be a place where you can communicate who you are, what you do, and you can start building your email list. Now, here's why I love email lists, and I want to tell a quick story to illustrate this. Years ago, Drew was transitioning out of the wine industry and starting a coaching business. And we knew that he wanted to start a business. And so while he was still working his 9-to-5, we started Where I Want Everyone to Begin. Not on social media, not with a website or a logo, but with an email list. Now, we used an email list to do market research, to use it as a way to start serving people, to build up that know, like, and trust. We used his email list as a place to poll people on what they wanted more of and what they were interested in hiring him for. And most importantly, we started it as building something that he owned, a place that he could control, an experience he could offer. This way, when you start with an email list, you're coming from a place of serving and not selling, and you're able to grow a list of eager people that you can then launch your business to. An email list should be the first place you begin. And why I love Flowdesk is that it's $38 per month. But if you go to jennakutcher.com/Flowdesk, that's jennakutcher.com/FLODESK, you can lock in at $19 a month, no limitations, no restrictions, unlimited everything. And the best part is that you can try it for free. There's no credit card required. You can have a 30-day free trial to try it out. So I want for you to begin here because you can create a place to send people to, you can start collecting email addresses, and you can start figuring out what it is that people find valuable about what it is that you're going to offer. Again, that's jennakutcher.com/FLODESK. Start with your email list first. Okay, next up is Canva. So you need graphics, you need branding. Head to Canva. That's Canva. Canva is our go-to resource for graphics and social media quotes, but you can literally use it for anything graphic or design related, like creating a free guide as a PDF for your freebie to grow that email list, or even designing something like a logo or a Facebook cover profile. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of beautiful free templates for any and all graphic design needs. And I think most people in the beginning stages can get away with the free version of Canva. But if you want a little bit more, we use the pro version. It's $9.99 per month, and you can get access to way more templates, plus things like a brand kit where you can upload your brand fonts and colors if you have them, or extra tools like background removers for photos, content planners, so much more. Regardless if you use the free version or the paid version, Canva is where you want to go to spend your time creating the graphics that you need in order to get your business started. Again, that's Canva. Okay, next up is GoDaddy. I love GoDaddy. And whenever I think about them, I think about their terrible Super Bowl ads from years past. However, I use GoDaddy a ton. So I purchase my website domains on GoDaddy. They can cost anywhere from $2 to $20. So we'll call it like an average of $11 if we want to get very specific. And that is the cost of a domain. A domain is your URL or your www.com site. And that's the site where you can easily direct people to so that you have this simple place for people to learn more about who you are and what you do and what your services or offers are and what you're providing. So what I want for you to do is to go to GoDaddy.com, search and figure out what .com you can have, and then use that or secure it for your business. Fun fact, before I sat down to record this episode, I went on to GoDaddy just to see how many domains I own, and I own over 75 domains. I literally think of these ideas or URLs, and then I see if they're available, and if they are, I buy them and I use them. And it's a totally weird habit of mine, but thankfully it's not too of an expensive hobby. But what I want for you to do is to snatch up a URL that you can easily send people to, and even if you don't use it right away, you have it, you own it, it's yours. I know a lot of times people will think of their business name or their brand first before they do this step. And then they realize, oh, somebody already owns that URL, or there are 18 other businesses with this name. So this is a really great place to begin. And the cool thing is that if you buy your domain, you don't have to design a full-blown website at this point. In fact, I really believe you shouldn't spend your time and money designing a website from top to bottom before you have all these other things in place. And so what I want for you to do is to take your domain. And when you have it, you can really super easily forward it to the landing page that you've built inside of Flowdesk. And that landing page is just, again, going to have a very simple overview of what you do or what your freebie is, or a way that people can just sign up and join your email list. So you can just point that domain to your landing page on Flowdesk, and bada bing, bada boom, you have a website or a home on the web. Number four is to invest in beautiful photos. So of course, I come from a photography background. I know how important imagery is, but we live in a world that eats with its eyes first. So having really nice photos is important, and it can help elevate your offer and get your brand off the ground. So whether you decide to book a mini branding session to get a beautiful headshot, or you join a service like Social Squares to use professional stock photos that you can use to fit your brand, imagery can make a huge difference for you. I pinky promise you on this. Now, branding sessions can range anywhere from $250 to $2,000 or more, depending on your location and the photographer and their experience or how many photos you're going to get. But I would say, look at what's in your budget and just get what you need. You might just need a single headshot that you can use across all of the internet. Or maybe you want 10 photos of you and your behind the scenes or your office. Or maybe you just need really good product photos. Book for as little as you need right now, and know that as you start to earn more money, you can invest in more photos. Now, another option, if that is inaccessible at this point, you can use what is a stock photo membership. Now, my favorite option is called Social Squares, and it's $39 a month. And when you join something like Social Squares, you can literally get access to thousands of curated, beautiful stock images across multiple industries. Now, we use these stock photos across all of our brand, from social media to websites to freebie graphics to presentation slides. They're incredible. And the best part is we didn't have to take them. So if you want to try out something like Social Squares and get an entire month for free, use the code Jenna39 at socialsquares.com. It's all caps Jenna39 to get 1 month for free. And that's at socialsquares.com. Now, for our purposes in keeping this to a budget, since I'm using my budgeting background, I'm going to say it's going to cost $250 for a mini branding session. And then you'll also add on Social Squares. So we're around $290 so far, give or take. Okay, number five is a project management platform, and we use one called Monday. And I highly recommend this one for a few reasons, but regardless of what you choose, a project management platform. Now, this is something that literally took me years to invest in, and I could kick myself for that now. Having a project management system for your business is going to change everything. And I know that that sounds super dramatic, and you're probably stubborn like I was, thinking, it's just me and my business. I don't have a team. I can run off to-do lists and coffee. Like, I don't need a system. I thought the same thing. And now I'm kind of here wondering and regretting, like, how much more efficient and effective could I have been with my time? And how many more systems and processes could I have created that I would have been eventually able to hand off to my team? So we use a program called Monday, and I cannot tell you how much of a game changer it's been in my business. We talk about Monday a lot on this podcast, but essentially we went from really unorganized Google Docs all over the place with no system to having a systemized, organized way of tracking every single moving piece and project of the business, from weekly content planning to tracking and mapping out larger launches. Monday.com is this place where we organize and track and create systems so that when you get busy, you're able to stay consistent and create a structure that will carry you forward and have a process that you can hopefully and eventually hand off to someone else. So Monday.com offers a free trial, and then it's around $24 per month, and you can get started for free, no credit card needed, at JennaLovesMonday.com. And I'd love for you to just explore this. Again, this is something I wish I would have done from the very beginning. So please learn from my mistakes. As a leader, you're always on the lookout for ways to arm yourself with knowledge. The books, the seminars, even the podcasts that help you make the best possible decisions for you and for your customers. Because when you know more, more good can grow. With the HubSpot CRM platform, you can store, track, manage, and report on all the tasks and activities that make up your relationships with customers. With a bird's eye view over all your customer interactions, HubSpot empowers your decision-making like never before, so you can give your business and your customers all the good you've got. Learn how your business can grow better at HubSpot.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Okay, number six is HoneyBook for invoicing and client communication. Now, I also put this one off too. Can you notice a trend here? Like, I was so reluctant in the very beginning to invest into things that would simplify or systemize. And now looking back, I see how these things would have saved time and money and frustration and energy and a lot of work. So HoneyBook is essentially this online hub for your business that allows you to have everything in one place and digitized. And here's what it is it's a CRM. It's a custom relationship manager. So it helps you serve your clients well. So something like HoneyBook or a CRM basically makes sense if you are a service-based business, but essentially, if you are sending out invoices or contracts or other consistent client communications, you want to be having a home, a hub on the internet. Now, HoneyBook also lets you create workflows in one spot store things like email templates, upload pricing guides, track leads, follow up with clients seamlessly and professionally. And it sure beats an old school filing system and snail mail that I first started with. HoneyBook keeps everything in one spot for you and for your clients, and you can get started without a credit card required and save 50% on your first year by going to jennakutcher.com/honeybook. That's jennakutcher.com/honeybook. And I actually show you exactly how I use it and why I love it. And the starter plan for HoneyBook begins at just $9 per month. Okay. Number 7 is a well-designed pricing guide or media kit. So if you are just starting out, charging for your products and your services can feel really scary. Like, I remember the first time somebody asked me how much something cost. I think it was pictures of a cat. And I was like, $25? I don't know. But if you're anything like me, sometimes talking about money can feel really awkward, especially when someone is asking you, like, how much does it cost? And you want to have a plan for that. Now, when I first started, I still have it to this day. I had a Word document with my photography packages and it was all numbers. It literally was like package A, B, and C, nothing else. And so creating an actual guide that shares more than just your prices, it explains your offer, it shows the value, it includes all of the details, and it gives you something to send that can take the pressure off of talking money. And here's the thing. If you have a pricing guide, the best thing is that you can intentionally create this once and then use it over and over and over again. So depending on your business type, you might want either a beautifully designed pricing guide or a media kit might be better for you. And having one of these can go a long way. I actually have customizable templates for both of these and they cost $79 each. But if you use the code GOLDDIGGER, you'll save an extra 20%, which brings the cost down to $63.20 per guide. Figure out which one works better for you and your business. And you can find both of these at jennakutcher.com/shop. That's jennakutcher.com/shop. Now, here's the thing. Having a beautifully designed guide, whether you buy one of my templates or you decide to create your own in something like Canva, can be a super simple way to look and feel professional and to systemize the way that you're sharing pricing information with potential clients or providing brand information to potential partners. A lot of times, the most daunting parts of starting a business are the business side of things. And so investing in or creating your own templates can be a lifesaver and can help express your offerings and your value in a beautiful and a thoughtful way. All right. Last but not least, number 8, invest in professional contracts and making your business legitimate. So I want to make sure you're starting off on the right foot. And this is last, but it is certainly not least. Now, I hired an accountant before my business made a single dollar. And they helped me set up my business, plan for profits, save for taxes, all of these things that I did not learn in my budgeting course 101. And you want to make sure you're a legitimate business. You also want to invest in things like contracts to protect yourself and your new business. And doing these things can not only help you feel more legit, but they can save you a lot of money in the long run. So this will likely be the steepest cost in starting your business, but for good reason. You want your business to be airtight legality-wise, meaning you are protected from people who might knowingly or unknowingly take advantage of you, your offers, or your brand in the future. Now, filing fees for LLCs range from $40 to $520, depending on the state you live in. So for budgeting's sake, we're going to average these numbers out and say that you'll pay about $280 for your LLC. Now, when it comes to contracts, I partner with a woman-owned contract shop run by attorney Christina Scalera, who is my personal attorney for many years, and she has so many small business contract needs. She literally offers dozens of different contract agreements, which span a ton of different industries, and you can find them inside of the contract shop. And many run around $455 for a fully fleshed out, customizable, secure contract that you can use in your new business. If you want to check out the different contracts she offers and figure out which sort of contracts you might need in your business, head to thecontractshop.com. And you can also save 20% with the code JENNA20 at checkout, which is going to bring your cost down to $364. Now, the Contract Shops has contract templates for so many different industries, including coaching, copywriting, blogging, photography, graphic and web design, and so much more. And I personally use these and cannot recommend these enough if you want to make your business legit and as secure as possible from the very start. So, Between everything I've talked about today, it brings our grand total to $1,069.19. And that is what I believe I would invest in order to get a business up and running with all of your marketing, invoicing, client communication, legalities, branding, and so much more. I mean, we are so darn close to $1,000, and that figure includes the expenses after those free 1 month trials for so many of those things. So I am not leaving anything out there. Now, if you are setting aside more than $1,000 for this new endeavor, or if your early success affords you some extra income that you can invest back into your business, I'd also recommend hiring help in the form of a virtual assistant to keep you focused on the needle movers, or taking a business course or some kind of other online learning opportunity so that you are in the right mindset to take off and to grow with strategy and with ease. There are so many incredible online courses out there, so figure out where you need the most support or where you are focused on mastery first and find the right course and instructor for you. Now, if you want to check out my signature courses, you can see my entire course suite of business courses that cover everything from email marketing and Pinterest to podcasting and content creation. And you can find all of those at jennakutcher.com/business. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Now, there is a lot that goes into starting and launching a business, but something I want for you to remember is to make decisions like a CEO and then move on. Trust yourself. A lot of times we procrastinate on simple decisions, and that procrastination keeps us paralyzed and holds us back from making progress. So you have my full permission to start small, start with where you're at, and work bigger. And remember that above all, starting a business is less about the bells and whistles and so much more about you. What kind of commitment you have, the consistency you bring, the authenticity you share, the desire to provide exceptional service, your honest and friendly communication. All of these things matter so much more. Like, you can have all of the fancy tools in the world, but without your own special sauce of personality and service, none of that matters. So as you get set up to kickstart this thing, remember, you are just as important, actually even more so than these resources and tools that I've mentioned. If you want to see a full list of all of my all-time favorite tools that we use in my life and in my business and save money on them, including all of the ones mentioned in today's show, head to jkfaves.com. That's jkfaves.com. And of course, until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. I cannot wait to see how you invest in yourself. Remember, you are not the risk. You are the investment. I'll talk to you next time. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.